We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
It's a little bit more. You'll be a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello, modest viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10 KU band and Intercept 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprematatv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Apple iPhone application is of great benefit to the blind. In good governance news, Cuba passes legislation allowing home sales. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring British Association for Immediate Care Hampshire, a life-saving nonprofit staffed by volunteer medical personnel. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 5th, is the birthday of His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej. This special day is also Thailand's National Day and Father's Day. His Majesty is the longest ruling monarch in the world, beginning his reign in 1946. His Majesty is an accomplished inventor, composer, and jazz musician, as well as a distinguished artist in painting, photography, and literature. In addition, His Majesty, showing a deep concern for our animal co-inhabitants, has adopted homeless dogs and encourages others to do the same. May Buddha abundantly bless Your Majesty, King Bhumibol Adulyadej the Great, with excellent health and a peaceful birthday. Also, our best wishes for the kind people of Thailand during this auspicious time and a memorable National Day and Father's Day.
In news, residents flee as earthquake strikes China's Xinjiang. Officials evacuated nearly 1,500 people on Friday, December 2nd, after a tremor caused at least 300 homes to collapse and damaged another 2,000 in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, with the worst affected counties being in Kashi Prefecture. The Ministry of Civil Affairs stated that tents and other materials were being transported to the quake-hit region. The region is still recovering from two other destructive tremors that occurred recently, one in November that destroyed more than 50 houses and damaged hundreds more, and another in August that left properties destroyed and at least 26 people injured.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required, saying that financial aid is available for urgent needs. She also asked that they go, if possible, to render comfort to the most desperate.
Our thankfulness for the initiatives of the Chinese officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted concern. May such destructive events soon be a thing of the past as we strive to adopt more harmonious lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
xa đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao loạn tiên thế chìm máu loạn ra đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ dưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao chớp loạn tiên thế chìm máu loạn ôi con thơ ở lại hôm mẹ đã nát tan ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 415. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
MEP Awards honor exemplary parliamentary contributions. Hosted by European Commission Vice President Maroš Čefčovič, the 7th Annual MEP Awards in Brussels, Belgium, recognized the outstanding efforts of European Parliament members across 16 categories of achievement. Among the awardees this year, selected by a panel from sponsoring publication The Parliament Magazine, were MEP Marianne Harkin of Ireland in the Outstanding Contribution category for her efforts towards the 2011 Year of Volunteering. Also distinguished was Parliament member Luigi Berlinguer of Italy in the Culture and Education category for his promotion of a treaty for transnational book exchanges in a format accessible to the visually impaired. Nerj Diva of the UK was honored in the Development category for his fostering of agreements that further cooperation, democratic values, human rights in developing countries.
And Cloud Mordais of the UK was recognized for his justice and civil liberties work in protecting citizens' rights on a pan-European level.
We join in heartfelt accolades, all parliamentary awardees, for your deserved distinctions. Blessed be such noble dedication of time and expertise in inspiring us all toward actions that better the lives of others.
Former Yugoslavian Prime Minister remembered. The last Prime Minister of the country formerly known as Yugoslavia, Ante Markovic, has passed away at age 87. Known by colleagues such as Deputy Prime Minister Božidar Jelic, as a leader who helped stabilize the nation's currency and improve employment, Prime Minister Markovic also declined to engage in conflict, seeking during his time in office to foster national unity through peaceful means. Paying tribute to his life at a funeral ceremony held on Friday, December 2nd, were regional dignitaries that included former Croatian President Stepan Mesic and President Milorad Dodik of Serb Republika Srpska, one of the main governing entities of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Our sympathies go to the family, friends, and colleagues of statesman Ante Markovic. May his soul rest serenely in the grace and love of the divine.
Save our planet. Organic vegan farming, a part of climate justice. On Saturday, December 3rd, thousands of activists from around the world joined in a peaceful rally through the streets of Durban, South Africa, calling for decisive action from the United Nations Climate Change Conference. As participants enter their second and final week of discussion, Supreme Master Television's correspondent explores one promising solution for all stakeholders.
Greetings! Here in the African continent, the time-honored traditions of agriculture have been built on consistent rainfall patterns. However, farmers are now finding that due to climate change, they can no longer count on the weather the way that previous generations had.
We farmers who are outside there, we are the feelers, we are the detectors of this. There is climate change and something must be done, and it's to be done now.
Feeling the threat of global warming to food security, growers from across Africa are here at the COP17 calling for what they say is climate justice, which includes commitments to greenhouse gas mitigation measures as well as adaptation support. Both farmers and governments in Africa support organic farming as important for a greener future.
Ways and means that can help us get organic farming into larger scales, I think, will actually respond to the current challenges that we have.
If you put a lot of organic matter in the soil, then the produce is safe from these chemicals, metallic things and all this, all free from sewages. So we advocate on safe food, mainly organic farming.
To ensure the most effective solution overall, experts have also pointed out the need to address the adverse climate effects of livestock raising. A report from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, stated that animal agriculture accounts for at least 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions, with more recent research by the World Watch Institute finding that the livestock industry alone is responsible for more than 51% of global emissions.
Meat is the main disastrous force for climate change because of the methane that's coming from cows, but also the transport. And the ways in which we treat animals are terrible and uncivilized. So if you believe in climate justice, then you should become a vegetarian.
raise awareness of the organic vegan farming and diet solution to climate change, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association held a gala dinner for delegates featuring an urgent video message by Supreme Master Qinghai and respected guest speakers. Members had meanwhile been speaking daily with hundreds of people at two booths and offering free vegan food samples. Some 10,000 informative flyers have also been given out over the last several days in various parts of Durban, with people showing their eagerness to find out more about the state of the planet and the healthy, emissions-reducing vegan diet.
I want to support to be vegetarians. No more meat. I want just to go on vegetables so that I can keep the environment.
We need to push hard and push ourselves to save this planet. We need to really save this planet.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Durban, South Africa.
We thank all Climate Summit delegates, concerned scientists, and citizens who are helping advance us towards sustainable actions. May we move swiftly to develop the most humane and health-promoting agriculture and lifestyles to save our planet.
In an interview during the December 2010 climate change talks in Cancun, Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her urgent wish for leaders to adopt the organic vegan solution.
If I were in the United Nations, I would advise all the country immediately start organic vegan. And all the subsidies that they use for the meat industry, yeah, the extra money that the government give, just give them to turn it to vegan, organic. Yeah. Yeah. It's very easy. I don't know why they delay like this. Because the United Nations, even themselves, know that the methane gas and nitrous oxide gas and other gases from animal industry are warming the climate more than all the transportation together. So why don't eliminate that cost, you see?
All right. Yeah.
It's so easy. And then I use the subsidies before, tell the farmer changing to organic. Yes. Of course it's cheaper and healthier for everybody and healthier for the planet. I told you 51% is from the animals,
yeah,
gases to warm the climate. It's 51% from animal industry.
Yeah, of course.
So if we take out the animal, then we have less, 51% less, you see? Yeah. And then if we plant organic from the face of the earth, of tillable land, then we absorb another 40%. Then we have 51%, 40% gone. The leftover, the trees can take care.
Yeah.
The ocean can again take care. Everything, no problem. Yeah. I can't believe they still say we talk again next year, if we're still alive, yes?
Yeah.
Save Our Planet, coinciding with the November 28, 2011 opening day of the UN Climate Talks in Durban, South Africa, International Energy Agency Chief Economist Fatih Birol stated at current energy consumption rates, the Earth will warm by 6 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by 2100, making it a dangerous place to live.
Warning news. With research that has clearly established higher heart disease risk for non-smokers who regularly breathe in other people's tobacco smoke, a new November 2011 study by U.S. scientists has found that secondhand smoke also adversely affects those who suffer from heart failure by impairing their day-to-day quality of life.
I'm Hannah the Hippo, and I eat smart with a delectable vegan diet. Today, I have a health tip to share. Researchers at Brown University in the United States found that men who drank more than 2.5 liters of low-sugar beverages every day could decrease their chances of bladder cancer by 24%. It is thought that fluids flush out potential carcinogens before they can cause damage. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In technology news, an iPhone application is of great benefit to the blind. The Siri voice command application on Apple's new iPhone 4S speaks almost everything that otherwise will be read on screen by the user. It can also accept voice instructions and takes dictation to send messages. Mr. Chris Danielson, spokesman for the National Federation of the Blind in the U.S., stated, "The iPhone is the only fully accessible handset that a blind person can buy. At present, Siri supports English, French, and German, with additional languages including Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Italian, and Spanish planned for 2012. What exciting opportunities are contained in this innovation! May we continue to see more such significant advancements, which help all beings on our shared ecosphere."
In good governance news, Cuba passes legislation allowing home sales. For the first time in half a century, Cuban citizens and permanent residents are permitted to buy and sell their homes. Donations and exchanges between private parties are also acceptable. The law is part of President of Cuba, His Excellency Raúl Castro's reforms to revitalize the economy, as well as to assist with housing concerns and guarantee the rights of owners. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Raúl Castro and the Cuban government, for this positive new measure. May all the kind-hearted citizens of your sun-blessed island nation be graced with happiness and prosperity. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting British Association for Immediate Care Hampshire, which assists in providing urgent medical assistance to over 600 cases each year. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more visionary news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, luminous news for a radiant world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on British Association for Immediate Care Hampshire, whose volunteer medical staff provides life-saving help to accident victims.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
British Association for Immediate Care, BASICS, Hampshire is committed to providing hospital-quality medical care to people involved in traffic accidents and other such incidents. The nonprofit is operated by 15 volunteer medical professionals, consisting of 14 physicians and one nurse. The organization is able to respond to over 600 requests a year to assist in urgent situations.
BASICS saves lives by giving advanced care during the first critical hour after an injury. The physicians can supply services which are not available to ambulance personnel. These include anesthesiation, administering high-level pain medication, performing vital surgery, and directing the ambulance to take the person to the hospital, best to care for the patient's particular needs, rather than the closest one.
Staff members carry an emergency kit and use their own private vehicles which have been fitted with blue lights and sirens. These are activated while traveling to reach the victim. Our heartfelt gratitude, dedicated medical personnel, for sacrificing your valuable personal time for the benefit of others. May you have much success in your precious mission of saving lives with God's manifold blessings.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Tibetan, entitled The Professor.
So I am begging shaky. Come on,
A And now for our viewers' heartline.
Merci pour tout ce que vous faites pour le monde. Je suis végétalien et ce n'est pas facile de trouver des produits végétaliens au Bénin. Maintenant, par la grâce et les bénédictions de Dieu, nous trouvons les produits Loving Heart à manger. Nous sommes très contents. Merci au Maître Suprême Shinhai. Bonoukon du Bénin.
Gracious Ponukon, how wonderful to hear from you. It is fantastic that you now have delicious Loving Heart products available in beautiful Benin. As you know, the worldwide family of Loving Heart restaurants is encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate vision of delectable vegan fare being easily affordable and available. May you and all the spiritual citizens of Benin be abundantly blessed by the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Northwoodian News.
May your heart and spirit be filled with heavenly peace and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
More than 8 million people arrived to peacefully cast their ballots for the first round of Egypt's parliamentary elections for a newly democratic government.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff is welcomed to Venezuela by President Hugo Chavez, with discussions that focus on ways to enhance their country's relations, particularly in economic areas and energy cooperation.
Visiting Vice President Mompati Marafi of Botswana and Chinese State Councilor Liu Yingdong pledged to further increase their nation's cordial ties as they agreed to cooperative endeavors in the fields of education, science, and culture.
Ireland-based international humanitarian agency GOAL announces plans to build an additional 2,000 houses in Nakuru, Kenya, to aid families formerly displaced by conflict, bringing the total to 10,000 constructed thus far.
As part of scheduled plans to withdraw troops from the country by the end of 2011, the U.S. military officially vacates the Victory Base complex near Iraq's Baghdad airport.
Guinean President Alpha Conde welcomes Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara for a visit to discuss bilateral relations, with the leaders pledging to work together for poverty alleviation and to partner with the UN Refugee Agency in support of Ivorian citizens returning to their homeland.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.